there's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs you with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/Spotify. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required, cancel anytime.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to my travel podcast, Life's a Beach. Every week I invite a special guest to take us on a journey together to their favourite holiday destinations and to reveal their top travel tips and tales. My guest today on Life's a Beach is simply the best. He is a brilliant comedian who won us all over on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. He's touring his critically acclaimed stand-up show Back from the Bed all over the UK, including Hackney Empire this September. Please welcome on board Sean Walsh. This is the final boarding call for Sean Walsh.
Hello. Wait, why haven't you got a tripod?
I know. I don't know. Sometimes she does it. Sometimes
just making someone hold a phone.
Well, I've changed, isn't it?
What? Okay.
She's on work experience. She wanted to work in media. I said, I can't afford a tripod. Hold that. Is that awful?
There we go.
So, what kind of a flyer are you? Do you like travelling, or a stand-up ruin travelling for you?
No, still I'm still okay with travelling, but aisle seat has to be the aisle seat.
Why that?
Because I've got a thing where you sounded sarcastic then.
No, but why? Why though?
Right.
Is it because I have a dicky bladder?
Okay.
So I like to sit by there so I'm not... Excuse me.
So I'd rather be on the aisle and just...
And also you can nick things off the trolley when they go past.
Yes. I'd rather be woken up than wake up someone. Yes.
You'd rather be woken up.
Yes.
Yeah,
I'd rather be woken
nice.
Up than wake
that's
someone.
Really nice.
Yeah. But I just don't want those people to. I wouldn't be able to stand it if someone sighed. You know, if you went like, oh,
yeah,
do you mind if I know?
Yeah.
Oh, and then you'd be, oh, God, I've got to sit with you now for 6 hours.
But then what about those people who don't bother getting up and they just sort of open their legs wider? And you're that's not actually helping.
Yes. And you've got your crotch in their face
as
you're
like,
sliding.
Couldn't you just get up and move out?
Yes.
You
know? Yeah. And I tell you what I do like that they've gotten rid of, I think, as far as I can tell. Do you remember landing forms? They're kind of gone.
Oh, yeah.
Aren't they?
Yeah, they... For such important information, they always felt like a bit flimsy, didn't they? You know, are you a member of ISIS? Are you carrying a gun? And it was like it was like a betting slip.
Yeah,
and,
and
you had a crappy biro.
Do you have £10,000 in cash? If I had £10,000 in cash, I wouldn't be sat in economy, would I? £10,000 in cash.
Yeah, and then they go,
are you carrying any vegetables? Oh, can't move for vegetables. Got your sort of carrots everywhere, broccoli. Took me 20 minutes to get through customs. Like, hang on, got another horseradish here.
Oh, is this duty-free or a farmer's market? And then when they ask you to put all that important information where you're staying and it's in the tiniest box ever, block capitals.
Yes.
And I don't know where I'm staying.
No one knows where they're staying. The big one for me is, and I think it's where everyone panics suddenly. Mm. Or if you're really organised, you've got this under control, you don't worry. But most people suddenly get through, right? Yeah, no, I've not got £10,000 of cash. My name, yeah, I got my name. I know where I live. Brilliant. Yeah, British, definitely British. Yeah, all that good. Flight number. No one knows the flight number. People start looking at, check the flight number. Do you know what the flight number is? What's the flight number? Check the flight number.
And then you're like, shall I put my phone on and take the airplane mode off? And then we all crash. So either you want the information or you don't.
But then what happens is you start, because people go, like, what was I meant to do? Check the side of the plane on the way in? It'd be like being in an Uber, and the Uber driver just goes, what's the number plate? Like, I don't know. I didn't check when I came in.
You're like, was it Tom Cruise in that Mission Impossible film where you're clinging on this side? Flight number PM247.
And then you have to start searching for your boarding pass, which you thought, I don't need that. I'm on the plane now.
Yeah.
Don't need that. There's not going to be like a ticket inspector going, ticket, but we're done. So you've put the boarding pass in that strange pocket that they have on the back of the chair.
Don't put anything in
which
that
you can't
pocket.
Get your fingers stuck in the pocket. It's like when, you might not remember this, Alan, and maybe this is a bit too blue and not very 2023, but when you were younger and you would try and slip your hand down a girl's trousers, but she had jeans on.
No, never done that. No. Never done that.
No. But she was up for it.
Because I'd rip them off with my teeth. Because I'm so heterosexual. I always find there's always someone behind.
Is there?
Why do they... Hello, cheeky.
Hello.
Always someone behind. There was always someone like with like fucking Lord of the Rings or War and Peace putting it in and, you know, scraping off your vertebrae.
What are you talking about?
In the plane.
What do you mean? Someone, what?
No, we don't. They're putting the thing in the little
bit. Oh, and it's on
your
back.
You, Mr. Smutty, went off about.
No, I know. I'm very sorry.
Which we would, no fingering on an Alan Air flight. No, I mean when they're putting it in the back.
Right,
of the thing,
I understand.
You know,
yes,
you know.
No, okay, yeah.
You have been travelling because I saw on Instagram. I didn't get to the bottom of it. What was happening in Melbourne? You flew all that way, and then what did you have? Was it the shits?
I got to Melbourne. I got. It was the shits. It was some sort of. I don't know. I don't take this as science.
All right, I'm not Dr. Ranj. You can say what you want. I don't know. I'm not.
Do you feel? Have you been ill since the vid, the cove?
I never had COVID.
What?
I saw you. You fucking glanced down at my body, and you went, "Someone that unhealthy." Fuck you, Sean. Did you see him look down? He looked at my gut and went, really? Because it normally affects fat people.
No, I was actually, no wonder you're still alive.
No.
Oh, my God.
No, and I say this every time when we talk about COVID, but there was that statistic, if you wear glasses, you are 70% less chance. And the statistic changes every time I say it. 70% chance, less chance of getting COVID if you wear glasses.
This is turning into one of those conspiracy podcasts.
Honestly, David Icke told me. No. No,
but it was like a cousin of that. It's a really, like flu, but worse. Yeah. And so I arrive at Australia and I'm in bed. I shat myself in bed.
Oh, no.
You ever shat yourself in bed?
No, never. I've always made it to the top, halfway to the toilet.
Yeah. So all the first week of shows had to be cancelled.
All that way. You must have been gutted.
Just 3-5 hours or something on a plane to go and shit myself in a bed that wasn't mine.
You didn't do that thing that people do when they cancel shows. You know, sometimes they'll show you in the bed, like doing a thumbs up and why not, and then you just holding up a shitty old
bed sheet. I can't make it today, guys. I'm so sorry.
Oh, that is such a shame. Did you reschedule the show?
Well, and it was a month. I was out there. It was fine.
Oh, okay.
But what I learned... You've been to Australia.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Love Melbourne.
Yes, but very... What I always find this, when you go abroad, to like another English speaking country. What are you checking? Are you checking yourself out in the reflection?
Well, after you look at my fucking gut, I'm checking out to see where
Alan is looking at himself in a kind of, it's a darkened mirror. What would you call that?
People are going to think I live in a fucking...
That's not a normal mirror, is it? What is it?
It's opaque. It's not darkened. There's not like security watching you through there, like when you go through duty free. It's not a police officer. This is not an interrogation.
No, it's like you're trying to be inconspicuous.
Like, ask him about the... Yeah, Sean, pressing the button under the table. Yeah. No, there's no one behind that glass.
Right, okay, fine. When you go abroad to English-speaking countries, I think you then... what is highlighted is you realise how unique your country kind of is. And I think there's an with being British, I think there's a kind of undercurrent of... And not today, it doesn't feel like this, because it's very sunny and it's a nice day. And I'm with you, which is very pleasant.
Oh, thanks.
But it's all right, I mean it. But generally speaking, I do mean it. That sounded sarcastic.
Yeah.
But there's an undercurrent, and I like this about Britain, but there's an undercurrent of, this is a bit shit, but we're going to get through it, we're going to laugh. And we kind of, and how we bond and communicate as people is, boy, this is shit, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, shit, and we'll just have to get through it. And enjoy it. You know, there's nothing else we can do about it, so we'll laugh. Yeah. But in Australia, they don't have that. The kind of... The base for life is not, this is shit.
No.
They're like, life's fantastic.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're going to enjoy it.
Yeah.
Where I think British is, life is shit, but we're going to enjoy it.
Yeah.
We're going to enjoy it anyway.
It's that thing, it's trying to rain. It's that kind of thing. And also, I think you put on your Instagram as well about, you know, Merry Christmas now. It's the shittest year of, you know, that month. Oh, God, I'm not
really right
now. You said on Instagram, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. Now we've got the most depressing month of the year. And that's what
absolutely.
People... It's that weird...
Yes.
Is it dichotomy kind of thing?
I don't know what that...
I don't know why.
You've got many more books than I do. Yeah, I don't know what dichotomy is.
I only put that mirror there so I can double the amount of books.
Are you having a dichotomy?
I am having a dichotomy, all at once.
But, so I get in a... Right, so you get put in a hotel for a month, these kind of like apartment hotels.
Yeah.
And I can be a bit irritable, you know.
No.
I can a little bit. And So obviously you're very privileged to be put up in apartment building and that for a month. You get put in the lift that goes to your room, but it's one of those lifts where you have to activate it with a key card. You'll know the ones.
Yes, yes.
Right. That's fine. That's absolutely fine. I can handle that. Yeah. But after about 3 days, it's just, I'm not saying it's the end of the world, but it's just, I have to activate the lift again.
Yeah.
And I'm going to have to do this for a month.
This is first world problems.
Right, first world problems, right? Fine. But all I'm saying is that life, when you remember that you've got to activate the lift, is just the tiniest bit worse than it was when I didn't have to activate the lift. Yeah. That is all I'm saying, and I don't think you can argue with that.
Yeah, but don't you get smug, though, when people get in that lift and they're hanging around, then you go, you have to activate, and then you press your own key. You do feel like you have magic powers.
Right! That's what happens.
I'm like Gandalf in that lift. They're waiting. I'm like, wait there, love. Magic. I'm like, was it marks about a Marvel?
Yes. Right, that's what I did. For this lovely Australian woman was in the lift and I could see she didn't know why the lift wasn't working. Don't worry, I got you. Right? But when you're in a lift, it's tense. You don't know this person.
No.
And you're standing in a metal cupboard, essentially. With this person you don't know, that's not normal. So I'm British, so I'm finding this tense. I feel like I have to break the tension. And I just went, oh, that's annoying, that. That's all I did. It's annoying, that. And she went, yeah, I suppose so. Like, she had to suppose it, which I think if you were British, you wouldn't
Where
have
was she from again?
Oh, no! Hang on, how did that... Right, you do. Right, so like, is that Australian?
Australian?
Yeah, that's all right. Good eye.
I can't do it.
Right, so like, she was like, is that all right?
She was a stereotype.
She had dichotomy. What? And she was in a lift.
She banged it with a didgeridoo.
And the lift doors opened and she chucked out a boomerang, but then the boomerang realised it wasn't its floor, so it came back. And so she says, I suppose. And I thought, all right, okay, that'll do. But I think if that had been Britain, I think, and it would have been fine, I would have gone, that's annoying, isn't it? And then that person probably would have gone, yeah, I fucking hate it.
Yeah.
What's the point? And there would have been a little moan and we would have been fine and we would have known, we would have got through it. Yeah. We would have connected and bonded on that lift journey and life would be fine. So I got out of the lift, said bye. But then to get to my floor, I had to get in another lift. I had to get out of the lift.
How high was this building? It was
They went into space.
Wow.
Above the clouds, into space. Yeah. So I said bye and I'm going to my lift. And then I realised she's going into my lift. Now I've already said bye.
Yeah. Oh, God, no. This is a nightmare.
Oh, I've said bye. Now I've got... Do I say hello again? Are we friends? I don't know. I don't know. Well, I've met her twice now because I've said bye. This is the second time.
Yeah.
So get in the lift. I'm like, this is awful. I've got to say something. Would you say something? You can't say something. You can't just not say something. We're in a lift. We said bye. Now we're in another lift. We've got to say something.
Do you know what I would do? I would go... Oh, I'll check my pockets. Oh, and then I would get out the lift quickly as it's shut because I would avoid speaking to her.
Very good.
I've left something in that lift.
You're a pro.
The empty lift.
Yeah, yeah.
I've left my conversational skills in that lift. I hate that when you say goodbye to people and then you go and then they're still there.
Right, they're there.
There needs to be a word for that. I bet there's a German word for that.
Dichotomy.
No, there's not. Stop saying it, please. I bet the Germans have a word for that because they have the best word. Like, you know, Wanderlust.
You're making this up. Wanderlust.
No, Wanderlust. A place.
Wanderlust.
What's Wanderlust?
Wanderlust.
A place where you...
Wanderlust is the love for travelling.
No, it's not.
It is.
It's not.
The love of travelling.
All right,
Wanderlust.
Susie Dench, chill out.
I mean, wait,
you're going Wanderlust.
Wanderlust. And there's me slagging off your accent.
Wanderlust.
Meaning. No, the German word.
Oh.
A strong desire. You're right. A strong desire to travel.
Hello.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, someone's been doing some research since their last appearance on Countdown.
I'm so sorry.
There you go. All right. Wanderlust.
I think something like that. And then Schadenfreude.
You can say it in. You don't have to put the accent. Are you dropping the accent in when you use that word?
Yes, I do.
Just like. Yeah. Oh, I'm off to travel Europe. I love a bit of Wanderlust.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs you with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/Spotify. Curology. Skincare with a face. Subject to consultation. Subscription required. Cancel anytime.
This episode is brought to you by Atlassian. Atlassian software like Jira, Confluence, and Loom help power the collaboration needed for teams to accomplish what would otherwise be impossible alone. Because individually we're great, but together we're so much better. That's why millions of teams around the world, including 75% of the Fortune 500, trust Atlassian software for everything from space exploration and green energy to delivering pizzas and podcasts. Whether you're a team of 2, 200, or 2 million, Atlassian software is built to keep you connected and moving together as one.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of 2 women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, starting May 8th, wherever you get your podcasts.
Like a lift journey.
Yeah.
Do you like a lift journey?
No, I don't.
Oh, I love a lift
journey. I like an escalator.
You get in a lift,
you can see what's going on.
Doors shut, just you, in a lift. Me time.
But have you seen that footage of that poor man on the shop mobility scooter? The lift door shuts on him, and then he's so angry, he keeps pushing it, and then then it goes through the lift, and he plummets to his death. So that all
death,
yes.
I did not see that coming.
I know, Paul. Neither did he. But it was awful. Oh, it's no. That makes me scared of lifts and driving my shop mobility scooter. I worry, and it's that most awful video. I hate it. But yeah.
I know. Yeah. So I'm in the lift with the woman, and I thought I've got to say something, and all I said is, "Oh, 2 lifts." Thing's been that's all I said.
Oh no,
right?
No.
That's, yeah, but it is. I'm not saying life's awful. I'm not saying I wish I wasn't alive. I'm just stating quite clearly, and I think fairly, that it is a bit annoying to get into a second lift. And she went, I've known her for, what, 3 minutes? Yeah. She went, you moan a lot.
I love that woman. And she's right.
Well, she, yeah, but I know. But in Britain... In Britain
I'm Team Aussie. I agree with her. You do moan.
No, I do, but we moan.
No, don't drag me into it. I'm a little ray of sunshine compared to you, you fucking Victor Meldrew.
No, I, yeah, so it no, no, do different countries, very
But do you
surreal.
Complain when you go to other, do you complain?
No, I don't complain.
No.
I will not complain to the person that is dealing with the situation. I will make a comment to someone. It's that thing, isn't it, of, if someone's playing music out, if someone's playing music out loud on their phone, on the tube, you don't say to that person, can you stop that? Mm. You just look at someone else on the carriage and go,
yeah.
That.
Yeah.
Just a little roll of the eyes.
Yeah.
That on that person.
Oh, okay.
And I might say something when they get off.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I'm not, yeah. Yes. Yeah. Not into, I'm not confident.
Well, that was loud.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, God. Have you ever gone on TripAdvisor and slagged anything off?
No. Have you?
No.
No.
No, that sounded like I had.
Yes, it did. Have you noticed?
I had a fake one where I used to make up things just to make me laugh, but nothing really. It wasn't like malicious, it was just silly things like I fell into. I don't know. I
fell out of a lift?
No, I pretended I fell into. No, can they trace the things?
No.
I said I fell into the the spa at, you know, that was in Bath, you know, the Roman spa.
Yeah.
And I said, can I thank the centurion that pulled me out? I mean, I was just bored. And it.
Oh, my God.
And they said, thank you for your comment. It wasn't one star. It was like 5 stars. It was just, I was bored.
Very bored.
Very bored.
Yes.
Hello, this is your captain speaking. We're going through a time zone now, and if any of our passengers would like to adjust their watches, this is a very good time to do it. You can put them back 10 minutes. That's the exact amount of time Sean Walsh has taken to tell this lift story.
Where's the best place you've been on holiday?
I think you get this a lot. It's Italy.
Yes, everyone loves Italy.
It's just Italy.
Oh, it's gorgeous, isn't it?
I've been trying to learn. Could you speak a bit of Italian?
I spent a whole summer there.
Oh, of course you did.
Yes, yeah, last year. And the only words I know are sexual anal, anal sex, and penne, which is penis. And penne. And of course, penne pasta, you're basic. When you're having penne pasta, yeah. you're eating a penis.
Yes.
Yes. Do you like penne pasta?
Can I just say, are those the only things you learned because those are the only things you needed to know?
That's
Is
it.
That all
yeah.
you were saying?
Yeah, what an couldn't sit down for a month. Wonderful. Well, that's what I go for Italy for the anal sex.
Did you know spaghetti?
Oh, here we go. Stop making up shit.
No,
now.
It's baguette.
What's linguine like Italian for fanny?
No. Oh, my God.
No.
Right, no.
No, I did know of it. I know grazie. Grazie me, eh? Thank you very much.
Grazie, yeah.
But, you know what? That's an English thing as well.
Italiano. Hang on. La mia, drapalore, Talia, Alan, Moltabane, Italia.
Fucking hell. This is as long as your lift journey. I feel like that
wait,
woman.
Wait,
oh my
wait.
God, please stop. Please stop.
Bito fa fore grande.
What the hell is that?
Made it all up.
Oh my God.
Absolute
is so
bollocks.
That is so pathetic. What is wrong with you? What is wrong with you?
Did Why you think you I was speaking Italian then?
No, I thought
you
had fucking IBS.
I thought you believed me.
No, listen. Oh, no way. Listen, I'm being very like anal sex and penny and all that. But you know, it's that English thing that you always learn the naughty words. When you had a French ex-student, French exchange student, they come over, what's the rude word? I mean, that is that thing. But I mean, I did know grazie mille. What else did
grazie
I know?
Grazie mille.
Yeah. So you're like, where's the... No, don't, because you're making up words now. I did with Wanderlust.
And sayuna wamo pazzo. That's real. Sayuna wamo pazzo.
What's that? What is that? What's that?
You are a crazy man.
You've had that said to you, haven't you?
That's how I learned it.
Really?
sayuna wamo pazzo.
Is that genuine?
Sayuna wamo pazzo.
I don't think it
that is. Pazza. No, pazzo. For a man.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, that's not.
That's
anyway,
really good. That's
Thank
really
you very
good.
Much. Yeah.
Have you ever gigged in Italy?
No.
No. No.
Have you? I can't speak Italian. How's that going to work?
Oh yeah. I mean, my set's going to be very smutty. Hey,
and
penis.
Short.
Can you imagine doing a show at the Colosseum? Hey, Rome. Penis. Anal sex.
Good night.
Good night. You've been wonderful.
Thank you.
Because we've never holidayed together.
No,
but
not
we
yet.
Are heading to a destination very soon.
We are. What are you talking about?
Hackney.
Oh, right, yes. Yeah. Oh, I can't wait to go to
Hackney. No, you've played Hackney, but I've never played Hackney Empire.
Oh,
it is on
time.
It's a gorgeous Matcham Theatre. Laurel and Hardy, Charlie Chaplin. So I am absolutely. And we're basically there the same week.
We're in the same week, me and you. How exciting.
Tell me, what's it like to perform there? Is it magical?
You've sold out as well, haven't you?
How
are your tickets? No. No, but it's good. I actually had a little peek the other day. They're selling well.
No, oh, that's good. No, not sell? About ticket sales.
I know.
A bit of history.
I do. Yes.
You don't, do you?
Well, I like comedy history. Is that what you meant?
Oh, no.
I know that Hackney, you know the term hack? Hack for, like, kind of that's hack, that's used, that's overdone.
Yeah, yeah.
That's hack. That comes from Hackney cabs. Hackney cabs used to be horse and carriage.
Yeah.
And where they were used so often, the horses would become tired. And so therefore, that's where the word hack comes from that. A tired Hackney cab, a tired Hackney horse. That's what hack is. It's tired, it's done.
Great. Is that true? Because I don't
know. That is true, I know. Okay. I'm surprising you with...
And you know Houndsditch, you know that is?
Is this what? No, are you making this bit
No, up? No, Houndsditch, there was a place called Houndsditch, isn't there?
What?
Oh, no.
No. I don't... Why? What about Houndsditch from Harry Potter?
That's where they used to throw all the dead dogs.
That makes
it's not,
sense.
Not yes. Lifting.
No, this is awful to admit this, perhaps, but I love doing Hackney because I can get the tube to the show.
Ah.
Do you love that?
Because you look... Do you mind me saying you live in Shepherd's Bush?
No, I don't mind. Normally.
Do people know that? It's on Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Because I want to talk about Shepherd's Bush, yeah. There's this brilliant book up there called Peter Ackroyd's History of London.
He wrote Chaplin's autobiography.
Autobiography?
I don't know how I know... What?
You said
Did I say it wrong?
Tie. No, what? No.
But no, but he... I don't know. You're making... It sounds on this podcast like I know things, but I don't.
Well, no, I'm just... It's called Making a Conversation.
God.
Well, you know, I mean, unless...
But Peter Ackroyd, right, he wrote Chaplin's autobiography. There you go.
And Dickens, which is Charles Dickens' one, which is a good one.
Right.
But he was saying about Shepherd's Bush, and I always remember it, there's something about that Shepherd's Bush Park, isn't it? It's got a quite sinister edge to it. And I was like, yeah, you've got all the other parks... There's always been an air of sadness about that Shepherd's Bush Park. Do you agree?
Well, yeah, Shepherd's Bush Green.
That's that,
where
it,
yeah. Because it's like a roundabout.
Yeah, but don't you think it's got an edge to it? Like not about the people there or anything, but I just think it's got an atmosphere there.
What you're talking about is that if you want, you can get very hard drugs.
That's what I meant.
It's just, it's basically a kind of crossover of of I think drug dealers and
that's not what I meant. I just found it interesting because I love London.
I love London, but no, Shepherd's Green because I lived there. It's like drug dealers and Deliveroo people on bicycles with like the big box.
Well, I'm sure the Shepherd's Bush tourist board will be over the moon with this cheeky little mention. I go to Shepherd's Bush if you want a pizza and drugs.
And some crack.
Some crack.
Lovely.
And there's those toilets there, you know, with that man from Steptoe and Son. That's where he went cottaging and got arrested.
What, in the Ginglick?
Yes.
I was at the last ever Ginglick gig.
I was there. It was an awful gig.
It got flooded.
Oh, really?
It was a toilet.
I know, it's a toilet, and that's where he got arrested from, that's quite an interesting fact, isn't it? Steptoe, yeah, well, Harold, yes, that's where he was caught cottaging.
Oh.
Finished his career.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. We would like to remind all our passengers that this is a no-vegetable flight. No vegetables are allowed in the cabin, except for the celery in the captain's Bloody Mary. He is absolutely rat-arsed. He had a heavy night last night. He's in a K-hole. So can all the passengers please stop screaming? Thank you.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations of Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between, offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
With Capella University's FlexPath format, you can set your own deadlines, learn at your pace, and access most coursework from anywhere at any time. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
Where did you holiday as a child?
Child, we went to... We went to Ireland a lot to see family.
Well, that's still a holiday, love.
Yeah, still, thank you very much. We went to Ireland and I go to the west of Ireland now and I'd see a lot of my family now. The Welsh, it's, you know, they have the flowering company now. my family, the Joe Walsh Flooring. Little plug for Joe Walsh Flooring. If you want to get your flooring done in the
flooring.
West...
Flooring.
Right. And then you get your flooring done in the west of Ireland and we'd go there, we'd hang about in the factory where they keep all the carpets now and we'd hide in the carpets. You understand what I'm saying? But that's true.
Yeah, lovely.
I'm from a flooring company.
Flooring?
Yeah.
What kind of flooring? Is it like
wooden? The ground. Whatever you want,
the
mate.
The ground. Don't be smart. No, but I mean, you could be tiles.
Let's sort you out after this.
What would be their... What is Joe Walsh's best-selling floor?
Oh, the
is that wooden?
I think actually vinyl.
Vinyl.
Vinyl. Very vinyl. Good. If you're having a child now, you're having a new baby. You don't want to be getting the real wood there, you know, with the planks and that.
Yes.
You don't want to be going in there now because the prams and all the babies, they'll be scratching that, so you get the vinyl.
We should do a flooring podcast.
We should.
Me and you.
Huge.
You do your funny little accents. Hello, today we're going to talk about Cork. The flooring, not the place. You can have Cork flooring, can't you?
I thought you meant Cork, like with an accent, you meant penis again.
No, sorry. No, I can talk about other things apart from Cork. Thank you. Well, listen.
Spaghetti, hang on. I just want to give you another fact that I don't know if you'll find interesting. I did.
Okay, go on.
Italian. You know how I is plural. So S here is plural. Table, tables. S. Right.
Yeah.
Stay awake.
Okay.
Stay awake. Spaghetti. Did you know spaghetti is plural? So a stick of spaghetti is actually spaghetto.
Oh.
So spaghetti is all of the spaghettos together.
Well, that's a bit like, well, this is something I struggle with on a daily basis.
Sorry, this podcast has gone up a notch. You watch this climb the charts.
Honestly,
after that.
You've turned this into QI. And I will never forgive you. No. No, but then paparazzi, which I deal with all the time.
Yes.
Paparazzo.
Big
is
fan,
a single,
by the way. Love the paparazzi.
I love the way they take pictures of us. I went and had dinner with Alison Hammond, it wasn't, it was Amanda Holden. Sorry. Very similar.
Yeah.
This sounds so wanky, but when you're a celebrity, sometimes the restaurants will ring up the paparazzi.
And, do they?
Yeah, I know. And then they're outside.
You don't get that in Shepherd's Bush Green.
I know.
They're very loyal.
I came out and then, honestly, I was in the Daily Mail with my new man, which is my friend Ross, who I've known for 20 years. He's Lord fucking hell, Alan, I'm your new man in the Daily Mail. He's from Birmingham. He went, I wouldn't touch you with a shitty stick. So we were there and then I said, oh, God, because I would pissed, but you know, just a bit. I said, what did you look like? He said, shiny and jolly. Now, no one ever wants to be described as shiny and jolly.
Shiny and jolly
in a paparazzi photo. I can only imagine. I daren't even click on it.
Oh, my God.
Hello, this is your captain speaking. For those of you filling in the landing forms, our flight number today is 6969 BJ for you ASAP. Okay, you slag. Thank you.
Well, listen, we're about to start our descent.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God, yes. Seatbelts.
Seatbelts on. Tray table up, please.
Yeah, thank you. Upright, yes. Upright.
This upright.
This will save me.
We've just got time for our quick fire round, OK?
OK, go.
Clean my room. No, shove your broom.
Yeah.
Do you put your do not disturb? Do you like the people doing up your room in your hotel?
Oh.
Do you like the turn down?
Hang on, was I meant to understand that? Or were you meant to explain what that meant?
No, none of these makes sense.
Right, okay.
Clean my room or shove your broom.
Oh, clean my room. When I was younger, shove your broom.
Yeah.
Right, I'm hungover, shut the curtain. I don't want the curtains open, nothing. I just want to put that. I get in, first thing I do, no, put that thing on the door. That door, no one's fucking coming in.
I've had days like that. Yeah.
But now I'm a bit older, come and clean the room. Hurry up.
Al-Kar or Al-Garv? Would you rather go on holiday with me, TV funny man Alan Carr, or
Al-Qaeda?
Al-Kar.
Would you rather go on holiday with me Al-Kar or Al-Qaeda?
Al-Garv. Would you rather go to Portugal or on holiday with me, Alan Carr?
Oh, holiday with you.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Travel insurance
Go get some cock in Italy.
Yeah.
You.
Benny. No linguine. Travel insurance I'll take my chance.
I'll take my chance. I can't be bothered with another form.
No.
Do
you want that first aid kit?
Do
you take a first aid kit?
Oh, yeah. I've got my little bandages ready.
No, I don't.
I can't be bothered. Any extra clicking on the website, forget it.
Okay.
Forget it. I don't remember.
Wonderful. Thank you. Grazie. Mini bar or I'll bring my own vodka. These are good, these.
I would bring my I don't drink anymore, old me would bring his own vodka and then finish the bar.
And last but not least, tip 'em or fuck 'em. Do you tip or do you think, ha ha, I'm never seeing you again?
Well, this is the thing about, right, I've got some news on this. It's basically, and this is the truth of it now, and if you're pretending that you're any other way, you're lying, is that you tip if there's human, that the human is there.
Yeah.
So if the person's, like Uber got this thing, right, where after you've left, you got out, you go to your house and then the phone comes up and it's like, would you like to tip him? Would I like to tip? He's gone now.
Yeah.
No, you're all right. I'm never seeing him again. The reason you tip in life is because they're there.
Yeah.
So you go, there you go, there's the money. But if they're not there, forget about it. Are you mad?
No.
So if the person's there, I'll tip.
And you've had a good experience.
And you've had a good experience.
Yeah.
You'd never tipped if you were there, not there. Yeah. It's like when you go to McDonald's and it's like, do you want to round up? You fucking round up.
I mean, McDonald's, the amount of money McDonald's has
£700 million pounds a day.
How do you know that fact?
I looked it up.
Why?
Because I'll tell you why. Because
you made me look like a loser for doing a fake TripAdvisor thing.
No. Because you keep going up. They go round up to donate, and you go, you earn £700 million a day.
I can't even believe
I'm having
that.
Dinner at McDonald's. You fucking round up.
All right, Ronald. Donald Trump. Shit, how do you even know this fucking fact?
Because I looked it up because I was sick of being asked. You do it.
We've reached our journey. If you'd like to take your emotional baggage off the carousel and fuck off.
I've been kicked off the plane before it's landed.
Oh. Thank you for flying Alan Air.
Thank you, Sean. If you love Sean as much as I do, go and see him on his tour. He's travelling all over the place with his critically acclaimed stand-up show, Back From The Bed. And I guess, Sean, I'll see you at Hackney Empire. And you can get all the info on seanwalsh.com, of course. Thanks so much for listening. We really do appreciate it, because we know there are other airlines. And remember, guys, life's a beach.